Chairman of Vote Yes for Fairness, Quentin Folks, is joining us this morning. Quentin, first off, it's good to talk to you again. You've been well?
Yes, sir. How have you been? Thank you for having me on again.
Good. But I was kidding Quentin during the break. I'd taken a vacation off week before last, and I was watching some streaming TV, and I mentioned to Quentin that I saw a lot of ads. I saw a lot of ads on streaming TV. You have a major presence out there. And Quentin says, you got to understand the times are at. It's just like campaigning. We got the same obstacles.
That's right. Yeah, we do. We have the same obstacles. We've got to get in front of voters where they are. And the advertising that we're doing on television streaming services, you know, that's only a piece of the puzzle. We need voters to actively go to our website, read newspaper articles, and kind of inform themselves. This is an important vote that matters to a lot of people, and we just need to make sure that people are educated as they're going to the polls.
And I think you just nailed it. You've got to go out, and I've seen this a lot from both sides. Go out and educate yourself. Let's start at the beginning, Quentin. Let's start with the resolution itself. This was presented by Senator Dan Harmon, but the idea being there will be on the ballot a question. The amendment to be voted on November 2020 will replace Article 4, Section 3 of the Illinois Constitution with the following language. The General Assembly shall provide by law for the rate or rates of any tax on or measured by income imposed by the state. In any such tax imposed upon corporations, the highest rate shall not exceed the highest rate imposed on individuals by more than an 8-to-5 ratio. Here's the thing. You start reading this and you start getting a headache.
Yeah, it is. You know, it is legal language, but it's in there for a reason, and that language is to protect voters. But at its core, the Fair Tax Amendment itself exists so that the legislature has the ability to raise taxes on higher income earning individuals and have lower taxes on lower income earning individuals. Right now, the legislature cannot do that. They have to raise taxes on everyone, and that simply doesn't work.
And all right, and so getting this, the ballot, I don't think at any time do I remember a ballot question being this long on the ballot. A number of people have contacted me this morning saying, what is the question that will be on the ballot? We just read the constitutional proposal change, right? So on your ballot, you will see this. You mind if I read this to people, Quentin?
No, go ahead. Go right ahead.
The ballot, official ballot language of the question is as follows. The proposed amendment grants the state authority to impose higher income tax rates on higher income levels, which is how the federal government and a majority of other states do it. The amendment would remove the portion of the revenue articles of the Illinois Constitution that is sometimes referred to as the flat tax that requires all taxes on income be at the same rate. The amendment does not itself change tax rates. It gives the state the ability to impose higher tax rates on those with higher income levels and lower tax rates on those with middle or lower income levels. You are asked to decide whether the proposed amendment should be part of the Illinois Constitution. Having that on the ballot in a booth, it's a long question.
It is a long question. But, you know, honestly, if my organization does its job, and we know our opponents are out there talking about it, and voters are informed. One, we need them to know that this thing is on the ballot, and two, if I do my job, then voters will know going into the ballot what this thing is and that it's on the ballot. And not that that language isn't important. That language was crafted so that voters know exactly what they're getting into. And so our hope is that voters know about this, you know, way before they're walking into the booth and aren't just deciding based on, you know, reading that language. Voters should absolutely read that language. In fact, arguments for and against the Fair Tax were recently sent out from the Secretary of State's office to every registered voter that breaks this down and goes a little bit deeper into, you know, beyond the explanation of the question that you just read, Tom. It lists, you know, arguments in favor of it and why people should vote yes. And then opponents got to draft arguments against it and state their reasons why people shouldn't. But at the end of the day, you know, as you stated, Tom, it is simply striking a provision from the Illinois State Constitution that does not allow non-graduated taxation. And the state of Illinois needs graduated taxation because the middle class and lower class has been shouldering almost double the burden. They've been paying about 13% of their income in state and local taxes, while the top 1% of Illinois have only been paying around 7% of their income in state and local taxes. And this current tax system simply doesn't work. Under the Fair Tax, only those making $250,000 a year will see their taxes go up, while 97% of Illinoisans will see their taxes stay the same or go down. And I also, if I can, Tom, to just expound here a little bit, because I get a lot of questions about rates. I think people should understand that, you know, we say if you make over 250, that your taxes will go up. It is still marginal, and it's not taxed on the entire set of income. So with the rates that exist right now for single filers, it's 4.75% for someone that makes $0 to $10,000. So right off the bat, the current flat tax in Illinois is 4.95%. So the first $10,000 that every Illinoisan makes is going to be taxed at 4.75%. From $10,000 to $100,000, it's 4.9%. From $100,000 to $250,000, it's 4.95%, which is the current rate. And then from $250,000 to $300,000, this is where we see the first bump, which is 7.75%. But an individual who makes $260,000 is not going to see that whole $260,000 taxed at 7.75. They're only going to see the $10,000, the amount above $250,000, taxed at 7.75. I get a lot of questions and concerns because people think that their income is just going to be taxed at that entire level. It is not. It's still graduated, and each level of your income is taxed within the bracket that has been passed. And so if you make $270,000, it's not taxed all of it at 7.75. Only the $20,000 above $250,000 is taxed at the 7.75 rate.
And somebody right now is saying gross or net. They're asking that question in their minds right now.
Gross.
Okay. Now, this has come out because it's not been issued. Michael Frerichs made a reference to it on this show and in some other publications. And this is another question I'm already seeing come into my text line this morning about retirement income.
This is a really hard question to answer, and not because of anything to do with the fair tax. It's a hard question to answer because it has nothing to do with the fair tax. The fair tax does not tax retirement income, nor will it tax anyone's pensions. I am aware of the comment that the treasurer made, and the treasurer had a slip of the tongue. The governor has stated time and again that he does not believe in taxing income, and the fair tax simply is an income tax. The provision that we're talking about in the question of the fair tax on the ballot has to do with Illinois state income taxes, not a retirement tax. The legislature would have to pass a law and maybe even pass a constitutional amendment, I'm not quite sure on that, to be able to tax retirement income. But the fair tax itself has absolutely nothing to do and does not tax retirement incomes nor pensions.
All right, let's take a couple of questions from my text line this morning. This question is, how's this not straight-up discrimination? Punish the hardest workers for being successful? I know that's an oversimplified simplified view, but this is interesting because I see a common thread here. The people who work hard and are successful are punished for their success, and that's the way people view it. And I think this is interesting in many respects because that's a gut-level response, right? I mean, who says, I want to pay more taxes?
I don't think it's about paying more taxes. I think it's about fairness. And I think that if you were to ask someone who makes $100,000, or, you know, actually, let's be more average here in the state of Illinois, somebody that makes $50,000 to $60,000, if 4.95% of that, you know, $50,000 to $60,000 matters more to them than it matters to a billionaire or a millionaire. This isn't about punishing anyone. This is why the federal government taxes this way. It's why a majority of other states in the United States tax this way. We are simply updating Illinois' tax system to one that works. Right now, it simply does not work. It is no surprise to anyone that the state of Illinois needs additional revenue, and that revenue is going to have to come from somewhere. And it's not about taxing. We're not proposing that the revenue has to come from people who work hard and have been successful. We're proposing the revenue come from people that are millionaires and billionaires that can afford to spare a little bit more to help the state of Illinois. I guarantee you that a mother or a father that's sitting at home trying to decide what they're going to do to put food on the table or to pay their mortgage next week is saying that, you know, the 4.95% of their salary matters way more to them than somebody that makes $1 million. So, you know, this is about fairness. It's always been rooted in fairness, and that's where it belongs.
Vote yes for fairness. Chairman Quentin Folks is our guest this morning. And here's an interesting question from Sally from Heron. She says, I'd like for these questions to be answered to settle some confusion in my mind. If the fair tax goes through, will the tax hikes take place without a vote of the public? Does that give the legislature or whomever would be to just the ability to raise taxes as they see fit? Is there a previous provision where the Social Security and pension incomes will be protected? I know a lot of questions there, Quentin.
So, first of all, let me start again by saying the Fair Tax does not tax retirement incomes nor pensions. And if the Fair Tax is passed, it will not tax retirement incomes nor pension. This is a completely separate tax, so for income tax. Now, to get to the main question, which was if the Fair Tax or if the rates will just be changed at any moment. Currently, the legislature has the ability to raise taxes at any given time. If the legislature raised taxes right now, the taxes would be raised on everyone at the same level. So right now, currently in Illinois, the taxes are 4.95 flat tax. If the legislature called a special session tomorrow, they could vote to raise taxes and raise taxes on everybody to 6.95 or 7.95. Under the Fair Tax, the legislature would be able to say, we want taxes, as they've done here, we want taxes for people who make $0 to $10,000 to be 4.75 and people who make $750,000 to be at 7.85. That is what the Fair Tax or the graduated income tax system that we're asking people to vote on allows the legislature to do. It does not give the legislature any additional taxing authority or power than they've had before, nor does it change anything with the way the rates have been done. The rates have always been set by the Illinois State Legislature. The Fair Tax is not changing that. And opponents know that. Opponents know that there is no change to the power of being able to change the rates that the legislature have. They already have that power, and they have had that power for years. The only thing that we're asking voters to do is vote to allow the legislature to be able to tax at a graduated rate system instead of the non-graduated rate system that is demanded in the Illinois State Constitution right now, which would mean higher tax levels on higher income earners and lower tax levels on lower income earners.
All right, so when I put myself in your shoes and I think, all right, here's my goal. I want people to vote yes for this. I see I've got two obstacles. We've talked about education, but I've got two obstacles we haven't really touched on. One is getting any level of trust in government because trust is a major issue right now. Nobody trusts anybody about anything, and there needs to be some trust on there, right? So you've got to develop trust, but I also see another and probably bigger obstacle. And that's COVID-19 and people saying businesses are already struggling. Why would we ever consider raising taxes? Now, you alluded to this a couple of moments ago. This doesn't raise taxes. It's the type of taxes and the way that they are raised or increased. You've touched that. But I think when people stand back, they don't hear that so much. What they hear is, we're going to raise taxes, and we already know businesses are struggling too bad. And I think that and the trust issue together, I can see one of the biggest obstacles as chairman of the Vote Yes for Fairness committee that I have right now is those two issues.
Well, look, I think one, this is one of the issues. The second one about COVID-19 and about the timing is one that really it gets to me a little bit, Tom, if I'm being honest with you, because our opponents want to say this is the worst time for this. Well, I would ask my opponents when is going to be the right time. This has been something that's been proposed in Illinois for the past 15 years. And you can take a look back in the last, 15 to 20 years in the state of Illinois and see Illinois, for better or for worse, when it was in its best shape and when it was in its worst shape. And opponents of this would have still said that it's not the right time. But the fact remains that the middle and lower income class has been paying almost double what the top 1% of Illinois has. The burden has been on the backs of middle and lower income class families in Illinois for far too long to get us out of the ditch that we're in. There is a problem, and we cannot continue to have the burden placed on the lower and middle income class families. If you want me to tell you how I really feel about COVID, this not being the right time because of COVID, maybe the impact that some of these families are feeling right now during COVID wouldn't be as severe. And I want to make sure that I'm saying that in a measured way to say that, because I don't think that the Fair Tax would have stopped people from getting laid off, or that's not what I'm saying or anything, but I'm saying that maybe the burden wouldn't have been so severe. Maybe somebody would have an extra couple of $100 in their account if we've had a Fair Tax for the past couple of years in Illinois. But the fact is that we haven't. And opponents of the Fair Tax have stopped it at every turn. In fact, they bankrolled previous administrations when they were gutting social services, gutting things that could help people. So now all of a sudden, this isn't the right time because of COVID. the opponents of the Fair Tax didn't care about the middle class and lower income class individuals before COVID. So I don't understand why all of a sudden they care now. They care now because they want their vote. But they've been sticking it to the lower and middle income class families in Illinois since the beginning of time. So, you know, that argument to me kind of falls short. And I do believe that if we had a graduated income tax system to be able to help individuals, lower and middle income class individuals who really need it, and even small businesses. I also note, you know, very in my elevator pitch, you know, hopefully very eloquently, I like to compliment myself during sometimes, but I note that 97% of people are going to see their taxes stay the same or go down. That includes small businesses and S corps. Right. And I honestly, to be honest with you, I think that I've laid out the, you know, the tax rates, but I would also say that's fair for someone like a farmer. I get a lot of that as well. So say, for instance, a farmer has a good year and they make $270,000. Yes, they would have to pay an additional tax on the $20,000 that they make over $250,000. But if that farmer has a terrible year and they need that extra revenue that year, or they need to keep that extra money, that extra $200,000, $300,000 in their pocket, then they can do that under the Fair Tax. It is especially beneficial to businesses whose incomes ebb and flow. Say, for instance, a farmer that may have a great year one year and make over $250,000 and have a lackluster year another that need that support. This is why the federal government does taxation in this way, and it's why Illinois should do taxation in this way. And then I don't know if you want me to take a break, but I'm happy to jump into the trust issue in Springfield as well.
Well, if we're going to do it, we have to do it now, because here's what I was getting ready to do is wrap up. But you already gave me the thing that I was looking for, your elevator pitch, right? But yeah. Well, let's take a look at this, because trust, I mean, and you've got the Chamber of Commerce, right, ad that says, well, they've already raised taxes twice. And if you listen to the nuance here, what we're talking about, yes, they've raised taxes. They can raise taxes now. It's who and how much the taxes are raised or really the question when it comes to percentage rates. But trusting government, I mean, many people are texting me saying, look, before we even consider raising more taxes, we ought to be cutting spending. We've got, you know, these kind of issues. This gives the ability, but it doesn't automatically raise your taxes. So let's wrap up. Quentin Folks, chairman of the Vote for Yes for Fairness. What about that trust issue? How can it be addressed with the public where they would trust the government with this type of additional taxing power?
Well, again, I think that I want to kind of address again, it's not additional taxing power. It is a way that we tax people. This does not give the legislature additional taxing power. But in terms of the trust element, it is not, you know, not falling on me that, you know, we have an issue and people are seeing, you know, news about corruption and all of these things in Springfield. What I would say to these individuals is that there's a new era in Springfield. There is new leadership in Springfield. And in fact, you know, our opponents have been bankrolling previous administrations while things have been cut or taken away from lower and middle income class families, and we need the Fair Tax system to bring it up. Look, I can't decide, and I don't want people to think that I'm leaving this interview ducking the question. I don't get to determine who the Speaker of the House is. I don't get to determine who any of these Democratic legislators are that are in power. But what I can say is that Illinois is in a financial hole, and that revenue is going to have to come from somewhere. Yeah. And we have a decision right now about whether that's going to come from people that make millions and billions of dollars that can afford to pay a little extra to make Illinois succeed, or if that's going to continue to fall on the backs of lower and middle income class families in Illinois.